We'll call the meeting to order at 6:12 p.m. This is a subcommittee meeting for updated zoning procedures. So we stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance
To the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Al Mizwitz,
Yeah.
Dave Kopczynski,
Here.
Bill Harris is here, and Paul Denise.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Communications, I don't have any.
No.
Public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? I don't see anybody else other than ourselves on the call. And there's nobody else in the room. Am I correct?
Correct, correct.
So we'll call one more time. Is there anyone from the public wishes to speak? If not, we can close the public portion. Next is approval of the last meeting's minutes. I trust you all had a copy.
Yep. Make a motion to approve. He's going to correct the spelling of my name.
That's, yeah, I apologize for that.
That's all right. Was it the, your thumb slipped?
That's like bad form 101. You never do that to people. So I apologize for that.
Sorry. You spelled it right in the first part of it. So I know
Yeah,
that
excuse.
wasn't a misunderstanding.
Okay, so any discussion except for the my misspellings? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All right. So I have on the agenda number 7 is finalized versions of the two applications for distribution. So,
Now, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't we present both of those applications to the full commission at the last meeting
I don't
requesting?
know.
Huh?
I haven't been able to see the recording of the meeting, so I
Well,
wasn't present.
we don't even get minutes
Yeah,
anymore.
we tabled. We tabled it because there was a dispute of what the content was.
Okay. So how
So,
do
what I think needs to be done, and you can correct me if you don't agree, is prepare the packet that needs to be distributed and then get it distributed either via email or at the next meeting or whatever. So what's the packet that that needs to be distributed or finalized and then
dispute.
distributed?
Okay, so basically we just had a couple of edits between the two versions.
Oh, that's right.
So we were going to discuss
Yeah.
which way we want to go with the
Right.
versions. That's all. And that way we could decide and then we'd have a packet ready for it.
Let's go with the version that you recommended, Albert, because I mean, it's really important that we get these applications finalized. The applications that we received this month, Bill, you wouldn't be happy. Okay. It's like the same old, same old. And the new application with the requirements for the submittals with the new application, I think are going to go a long way to correcting that.
So there, I got a couple of comments because it looks like they already used,
They used the pre-application.
they
Yeah.
used the
Yeah.
pre-application.
We had approved that
Yeah.
prior.
Yeah. But then, like you said, but then when it came to statement of use,
No,
it's
they're
like,
using the same old one.
not that, but it's like, it didn't even tell you what this person is doing in that building. He said storage. That was his statement of
Well,
use.
that he used the old application.
Yeah, but
Because,
he didn't say, is
oh,
he
I
a
know, and that's why
contractor?
we
Is
have
he,
to
why do
read.
you need three offices in this building?
Oh, I mean, the old application was so antiquated, so uninformative. I mean, the commission didn't know what even was going to be presented the night of the meeting because the application, didn't have any information. That's what the new application with the checklist and whatnot.
So then I did notice that Dave Thomas did submit an application for a special exception.
He submitted an application for a zone text change and simultaneously a special exception application for the item that he's requesting a special application, a special a zone change for, which is, I think it's incredible because you're submitting a special exception application for a use that's not even permitted in that zone in
Well, that's actually
anticipation that. And I don't like, I'm going to bring that up on the floor tonight. I don't like
So,
that.
Bill, what I noticed though is that they did use the revision that you had submitted for the special education for his application, the forms,
The pre-application.
but the thing is, those weren't complete because it only lists the first page of the checklist, and basically nothing was signed off on the checklist at all.
I noticed
So he
that.
just ignored that.
Yeah, that's a problem downstairs.
And then what I noticed was, you had put in the old list of addresses, but with the modern times now, they don't use that form anymore because they print out a printout of the addresses from somewhere else, so they're not going to retype everything in another form.
I don't follow you, Albert.
If you look at that application,
The pre-application
the no,
of
the
the application
application,
itself.
the,
Talking
yeah.
about adjacent property owners?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so that form really, that's why I want to revert to the form that I had set up, because that's just setting timelines and guidance for him. Because then they're not going to write down the addresses. They're going to print out
Oh, no, that's
a
fine. Yeah.
spreadsheet.
See attached. See
That's all.
NNA. Yeah. See attached. Yeah, no, that's fine.
But the only thing, if we do go for acceptance of these things, that checklist, basically all I did was write, check out the first page, because that's a lot of checklist to try to type out.
Now, what are you talking about, the pre-application
No,
checklist or the checklist
yeah,
with the
that was in with
application?
this new
No,
thing.
there is a lot there, but
So they only had the first page
yeah.
of that checklist, which was blank. So Dominic, just ignored it.
Well, that's got to be a
So
lot.
yeah, so that's what I mean. If we do approve these, we're going to
No,
have somebody
we
make up the
probably,
entire
Albert,
checklist.
will probably, and I was thinking about this too today, we're probably going to have to meet with both Kevin and Lisa, okay, in person and go over this and stress the importance of completing these things properly. Because otherwise, it's not going to work. Okay. And I'm sure that Lisa doesn't understand this. Okay. Kevin hardly understands it. And we just have to, sit down and say, look, if there's something here that you don't understand, our subcommittee's been working on this for 6 months. I think we could answer any questions that you have on this.
And I mean, that is a huge checklist, but
Oh, I know
and
it is.
if
And
we
other
ever get
stuff is not
online,
applicable. NA,
yeah, but that's what we need to know, and that way they can
of
say, well, I didn't
course.
know that.
And I you have to have faith in the people that are doing the checklist, that it's they're going to fill it out properly. And that's the whole purpose. I think that we'll probably have to meet with them and go over that because some things are not so important, some things are. Depending on the nature of the application itself, what people want to do. So, but yeah, we're getting down to crunch time now. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'll be very, very upset if these applications don't work. Because we have spent a tremendous amount of time doing this.
Well,
Bill, do you have any ideas?
I think it's important to get the documents to the people who are going to work with them and maintain them.
Thanks.
Now, whatever you have needs to go to those folks, and you just mentioned that, Lisa and Kevin.
Yeah.
And if it requires a sit down with them, then do the sit down with them.
Thank
But
you
you got to
both.
get the documents in their hands and
Correct.
have them start maintaining them. So if you got typing that needs to be done, I'm assuming Lisa or someone who works with Lisa would be doing that typing, not us anymore, right?
I
She
think
should have the file.
that
She
should
should
be
be
right.
maintaining it. She should be making any revisions you want because she's going to be the owner. She's going to have to deal with that form once the subcommittee goes away, right?
Right.
So I think that's really important. So whatever shape that document takes, got to get it in their hands and have them take ownership of it. And then you need to approve it, right? Approve a version of it.
Well, we as a committee need to approve it and then bring it before the full commission
Right.
for their
That's
approval.
what needs to be done. So get the commission
But
has to agree to it.
Albert, do you want to make the revisions yourself on this and then give it to Lisa? Because I mean, it's just another step.
Well, the thing is, if there's no objections, then we just submit the one that we had 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
The
yeah.
only thing I said that isn't complete with that form is that checklist, because I was not going to type up 4 different pages of
So we
checklist
could
that
use the other checklist.
if that's what if
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I think
That checklist was very comprehensive.
I mean that's if the committee thinks that that whole checklist is required,
Well, I do.
if everything
You
that
know, and I also want to get,
if you're going to
well,
ask people to approve things, usually you want to try and give them the complete thing that they're going to approve.
correct.
It's
I was
kind of
just
dicey to give somebody a half of something, and
No,
then if
I was just going to suggest
we
that
could just rip out the page from the zone.
we get the full application to Kevin and see if he has. I mean, I talked to Kevin today. He didn't have any problems with it. Okay. So I don't think he'll have any problems with
Well, the problem was that if it's going to be the application and they have to do that checklist,
yeah.
and Dominic already just ignored it.
Because we haven't approved it yet, Albert.
He's using that form though. So,
An unapproved form he used, okay? Because I got a call last week from Gino. He said, "Do we approve the new checklist yet?" I said, "No, I don't think we approved the pre-application, but the new one, we gave it to the committee for their review. We didn't get it back, and that now you reminded me also that he tabled it. So Dominic probably said, hell, I'm just going to use the
The
whatever
new
I
one.
want.
All right.
But let's get it done, Albert. Let's get it because I'm telling
So,
you.
I would suggest, if Lisa's the one who's going to keep the document, then maybe she could type all that up for you.
I mean, I've got a copy at home. I could bring it to, I
Well,
could leave now. We could leave early. I could go home. I could get the
no,
copy.
Bill, the thing is that the big part of the checklist we could use from the one that we already have. And we could just attach it to Albert's version of the front page.
I hear what you're saying, but what I'm suggesting is, so after this, somebody's going to have to print those sheets,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And
Yes.
deal with that document. So what I'm saying is, if you get it to the person who has to do that, and I think it's Lisa, she can put it in a format that she can use. So she won't change the content, but
Right.
she will put it together so she can print them out for people to
Correct.
take them, right?
Also put them online.
If you put them in that, if you put them in some kind in a hybrid kind of form, it's going to be hard for her to do. That's all I'm saying, right? She's going to do it anyway. She's going to have to do it anyway, like she did with the checklist. She's not using the one we gave her. She's using one she put together. And because she has to replicate it, right, after this, because it
Oh,
gets
yeah, they have a lot of copies in the office.
right. So that's why I'm suggesting if you get it to her. And then any changes you want to make, now you can funnel them to her. You don't have to worry about the version of Word you got, or if your computer doesn't like it, or revision control. She's got all that, right? Revision control becomes her thing, and that's where you really want it to reside, right? That's her thing. That's what she knows how to do. That's what she does best. That's all. That's what I'm suggesting.
No, I agree. I think we all probably agree, Bill. And
So,
then
if you want to, and then she could be the one who prints out all the copies for the commission to see, right? Here's the version we want the commission to see. She'll provide all those copies. Bang, bang,
well,
it's
no,
done.
I mean, it's supposed to be the applicant themselves
No,
that
no,
will
no. I'm talking about
about
getting
approval.
the form approved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, you're right.
And then once you get it approved and it's being used, well, then of course, then there'll be feedback from that, right? But that's conversation for another day.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to get too much feedback from the commissioners.
Probably not.
No.
But of course, I don't think you want to put one out there that they haven't
I
seen.
think when they look at this, they're going to say, this is the Cadillac of applications, man.
We've already handed to them twice already,
That's
Bill.
right. Yeah.
So who's going to take the what's going to happen?
I will get the copies and bring them to Lisa.
Are you going to sit with
Now,
Kevin and Lisa and review it, or are you just going to have her?
first, I already heard that Dave said he was happy with the original
Oh, yeah.
document. Paul, are you happy?
Yeah, I think it's good too.
Okay, so we got three people on this side that are. Would approve the documents as they were with the addition, of the complete checklist.
Yeah. Well, my opinion, the checklist is the most important part of that application.
So that if that's okay, then I will bring those down if the committee
Bring them down. Yeah. I mean,
says
unless you have
that this is
objection.
what
Bill,
we
that's the way to
that.
go. Do you have any objection to that? Bill?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
then I will get that,
let's go.
and then I'll just make a copy of the rest of the checklist. Just put the rest of the checklist in there.
Well,
Okay.
the only objection that you'll get are going to be from applicants who don't want to go through the work, the struggle.
Well, it may be from Kevin too, because I don't want to go through this whole checklist, whatever.
Kevin is familiar with checklists from other towns and
Right.
whatnot. He has always stated to me, Derby's process is so loosey-goosey. You'll never see that.
It's up to us too to stand behind the application if it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
filled out. To
Okay.
let applicants know that if
Oh,
they don't fill it out,
yeah.
it's not going to go forward or be approved.
Right.
Or if you have like Dominic is in here so often, it's at his own risk.
Well,
You
tonight
don't fill
is a perfect example. He's
out the
submitting a
checklist.
subdivision application
Right.
for, I mean, a special exception application for an item that's not even a
Well,
Special exception use, huh?
Brian wants to concur. So I say get a,
That's very dangerous as
protect
far as I'm concerned.
Is that public hearing scheduled tonight?
Huh?
That is or public
So, I don't even see
accepting.
it on the agenda.
Yeah,
I
I
think
think
we're just
it's just
accepting.
accepting it.
So the documents are going to go to Lisa next.
Huh?
If that's where you want them to go, is that
Yeah.
where they want to go?
Well,
Well, to Kevin.
I'm
I
asking
mean,
the question.
Kevin and Lisa. I would like Kevin to review it
Oh, yeah.
before even it goes to Lisa.
Kevin's
Are
got a
we?
chance.
I
Yeah.
think what's more important too is maybe getting the finished product before the
Yeah.
entire Planning and Zoning Commission at the next meeting.
Okay. Okay. That's going to be
So
the
are you going to
first.
have Lisa prepare that final version of the document? I mean, just put it in a put it in Word so she can manipulate it. Is
I
that
will give her a hard copy.
Don't you have a digital copy?
I've got a digital. For some reason, it doesn't
print?
play well with these guys' computers. It shifts the format and everything on.
If you gave her a printed one, can't she scan it, Mark?
I could give her scanned ones.
Well, I mean,
I mean, if she can convert it from my file.
what do you have it on?
I
Is it
don't
in
know.
Word?
It's no, it's in whatever Mac has.
Right. Well, I mean, just oh. Well, so where are you at now? You're going to get it
Lisa's going to
to
type it up,
staff.
and then we're going to, at the next meeting, look for complete approval by
Yeah.
the
Okay.
commission.
Yeah. All right. So then, why don't you just email her and copy us, and we'll make sure that it gets done. Copy me, and we'll make sure that it gets in a format that's workable. Because the
Okay.
eventual one would be like
Yeah.
a PDF that's
Yeah.
fillable, so it could just be
Yeah.
filled out,
Yeah.
right? Without, you
That
know.
would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. We'll help with that.
Yeah.
We'll get that
And I'm
made.
still going to drop her a hard copy because that way, if it
Yeah.
shifts format, she'll
Yeah.
see
You,
what
then
this
you'll
is
know
what
what
it's
it's got to
supposed to
look like.
look like.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
And that's both forms.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, I missed. I was listening, but then I
That
had opened up over here. So you're gonna approve it tonight to be formatted and then go to the full commission
at the next
next
meeting.
month,
Yes.
not
Right.
tonight, next month.
Well, it's we don't
Well, you guys already had it, and you already said you were happy with it.
I'm happy with it.
I'm not reviewing it again,
Right.
Elder.
I'm happy with it. I would vote
Right.
for it.
I give
So
you my
okay. Oh,
unconditional
even better.
approval.
So then we could just whatever the last one would be,
Yeah.
just like a review, like to say,
Okay.
yes, this is it
The
after it's tried.
commissioners have to.
Yeah, no, I
Yeah.
understand. But you're planning to do it tonight. I'm just trying to understand so we can.
Yeah, we could do it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Then
Yeah,
it's
we know
good.
what Albert had because
Yeah,
that was the
everybody
first
was
version. Yeah.
distributed. That was distributed before, right? And
Yes.
nothing was changed from that.
No,
Right.
well, it was changed, and now we're going back to what
It was.
All right, well,
To what it
whatever,
was.
yeah, okay. But I mean, everybody's aware of that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so you're good. You're good. However you want to do it.
Okay.
Everything's complicated. Well,
And that's both documents,
that's
the
both
yes,
documents. Site plan
site
and.
plan and special exception.
So just so the proper motion should be here and there should be two separate motions, so it's
Yes.
clear that version.
So that's item eight is the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve both documents, as we just
Well, Bart
discussed.
should do them separately.
Oh, okay.
But as long as they're named out, it
Okay.
doesn't matter. But I mean,
All right.
if you
The
know them,
site
it's good.
plan application and
And
the special permit application.
application. I'll second that. And that's
Okay.
the version that Albert has
Yes.
presented, right?
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Oh, no problem.
That, I'm sorry, that was what was presented last month?
No.
No. Presented the month before.
Oh, okay.
That was supposed to have been handed out.
Okay.
It was.
So I would suggest that you need to be prepared to explain any differences.
Right.
And just for my own, what were the differences?
Differences were the addition on the site plan, addition of a top header instead of changing from the attachment name to just site plan application.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was
Yeah.
very minor.
But
It
when you
was
said
minor, but
changing back, I didn't.
I'm
I didn't.
changing back because we've got these three different applications using the same documents.
Okay. So when you say changing back,
It's
it
changing,
wasn't
taking out
substance, it
the
was just
taking.
more design part.
Yes.
Is that for
Yeah.
sure?
And the other
Okay.
one is a little more to it. But.
Okay. Yeah. Just, I mean, for so it's clear for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That
And the
sounds
other one
good.
has a little more
All
involved,
right, and you
but
could
okay.
explain that at the
Yeah.
meeting. Okay.
What
All right. Because I think at some point, I think I handed you a copy of those, probably like 2, 3 months ago.
Yeah, but one of the original
Yeah.
things, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you, Bill, you'll call the vote.
Oh, no. Absolutely. He's got to say it.
Bill,
yeah, but
call the vote or
at the
no, this
commission
vote
meeting?
we're all reflect. I know, and I'm an aye.
Three ayes, okay.
Three ayes.
Aye. Yes. It's
Four.
unanimous, right?
Yes.
Okay. So will you, is then there a need for this committee to meet for further?
Yeah.
Maybe
Well,
one
I
more
don't know for
time.
tonight. Well, it depends
Yeah, we were
how
talking
many
about
other
possible meeting
applications
with
they want.
Kevin and Lisa.
Okay, so
So,
we'll plan that
yeah.
at least for the next. I just wanted for the
Yeah.
just for purpose of planning that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Bill, how much farther you want to go with these meetings? You want to tackle other applications or?
Is that question directed to me?
Yes. Yeah, because you're the chair.
So I think I'm done.
Okay.
I think that the other document that you talked about, that's been brought up before, the subdivision,
Right.
that warrants its own team to look at that. That's a little bit different than what we were doing here. Here was I would call these administrative type changes and clarifications more than policy. It seems like you're going to get into policy with the subdivision.
Well, we need to
And
change
if you need,
something.
especially since the thought seems to be that you need legal input more than we needed here, right? You really didn't
Right.
need too much legal input other than to make sure you didn't do something you shouldn't do. But so I think that's a separate topic.
Okay.
You got to decide if you want to expend the resources on it, and then what those resources are going to be. That might be something you give to Ryan to look at first, as opposed to I'm just throwing stuff out, right? I'm just saying that.
We have to look at our budget too.
So if that's the case, if you agree with that, then I think this subcommittee is complete. Except for, tying a bow around it.
Okay. Do you want to do the simple one of just zoning conformance form? It seems like now they used to have a form for to say for
Yeah,
zoning
I'm
compliance.
surprised it's not
And now
downstairs.
they don't have a form and they print up letters
Yeah,
instead,
no, it's
which are
crazy.
all different. I mean, that should be like really easy.
All towns have. I'm surprised I wouldn't. They got rid of it downstairs. Because I asked Kevin about it. He says, oh, no, we, Lisa says we don't have a form.
All right. You would just have to go back in the fire.
Call Ansonia and get a copy of theirs. Just change City of Ansonia to City of Derby. It's ridiculous.
All right.
What were you guys still in here?
No, almost.
I was
Much.
wanted to ask a question. So I'm going to, underneath tonight for communications, who's received in the office the special exemption for the zone detection, I mean for 80 Stelmec.
I'm not gonna
Are you, but are you still going with this?
Yeah, we're still going. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I asked you if you were
Oh,
up.
yeah, we didn't
Bill,
we
are you
didn't
in
all right,
the
one
meeting? Are
sec.
you
Go on,
calling the
go on.
meeting?
Don't move. We're gonna do that one second, I believe.
Bill, are you calling the meeting?
Call, yeah, I could end it if you like.
Yeah, Gino
Yeah,
wanted to
okay.
discuss something over here.
Okay. So,
Oh.
the motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second, yeah.
Al, Dave, second. Any
Bill,
discussion?
final.
Aye.
Aye.
Just
All
note
right,
the
then.
time.
Time is 6:41.
Bill, if I don't talk to you, tell everybody I said Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you and your family, Gino.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Well,
Yeah,
that's why I asked when you came in.
But so for this, we received it on Friday in the office.